Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, coming up, I will get into Bush and his attack on the Second Amendment that doesn't hold a candle to Bill Clinton's hatred of the Second Amendment. The open borders, the war with Iraq, how they say we're going to get attacked by smallpox, who will really be behind that? A host of news stories and your calls today. We're about to bring up Ruth Morris, who was sterilized by the U.S. government. Here's a CNN story, also in the Associated Press, the Oregonian, the Register Guard, and many, many other news reports. Apologize for eugenics, Oregon sterilization records shredded. Now it turns out it was well over 3,000 just in Oregon, upwards of 400,000 nationwide, went on until the 1980s. First they were saying late 70s, now we find out 1983. Now the news reports are coming out saying maybe it's still going on. They just give it new names. Oregon governor apologizes for forced sterilizations. Governor John Kitzhaber, who, by the way, is a big eugenicist and involved in bioethics, Governor John Kitzhaber formally apologized Monday for Oregon's past eugenics law that led to the forced sterilization of hundreds of people. By the way, this came out because of lawsuits, and then he got caught shredding the documents. Girls in reform school, okay, people in mental institutions, and poor women selected by welfare workers. Oh, just selected by a welfare worker were among the more than 2,500. Yeah, that's putting it lightly. Not really a lie when they say more than 2,500. It might be 10,000, but we'll just say more than 2,500. Oregonians subjected to sterilizations under a law that stood from 1917 to 1983. By the way, I don't like talking like this in front of Ruth, but I'm sure she's learned to live with it. But I watched a Frontline PBS special about 5 years ago that made me cry. I began crying one night watching it. Margaret Sanger giving awards to Hitler, getting awards from Hitler. They would take little girls who made under B pluses. They even show the report cards from single-parent homes. They would take them. They would take them to a mental institution. They would have medical students perform live vivisections, cutting them open. They did even more horrible things I won't mention here on the air. This is just to let you know who runs this government, who wants to force vaccinate you, who wants to turn our public schools into prisons. This is to let you understand what we're facing, ladies and gentlemen, and how this government's expanding its control and the mindset that runs it. The eugenics is still going on under the term bioethics. Ruth Morris joining us from Oregon. It's great to have you on the show, and I really want to honor you for your courage and strength in standing up and fighting.
Well, thank you.
Ruth, I was reading in a newspaper you're not satisfied with the whitewash that's going on by the governor.
No.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your story, what happened to you, how you got in their clutches, and what happened?
Okay, what was the first question?
Well, tell us about yourself,
okay.
And tell us how you fell into the Jeffrey Dahmer's clutches, the government Ted Bundy's. How did this happen?
I am a single woman, and I'm living in a house with another guy. I should say that he was an identical twin. And I was, I don't know if you know what committed means, but I was committed to his identical twin brother that passed away. His identical brother passed away in July.
Okay, ma'am, you were put in a mental institution.
Yes.
What happened to you? How did they explain the medical procedure, please?
They didn't explain to me. My dad and I had to sign a paper that I did not understand until afterwards, after they did my sterilization.
So, using racketeering, the color of law got you to waive all your rights.
Yes.
And they did this to you.
Yes.
Can you go back to when this happened? What year?
It had to be in 1965.
Okay.
Because I was living in Fairview in 1965.
Okay, so you were committed to the mental institution.
Yes.
What was it like? I mean, how long were you in the mental institution before they came and What was the surgery like? What did they do to you?
Who knows what they did to me? I was knocked out.
Have you heard about how they did it to other young people who were awake? Have you ever heard about that?
No, I didn't. But I know that, and they took out my appendix while I was out, that I didn't know that they did it until later on.
So they took other organs other than your uterus?
Yeah, yeah.
Where did they conduct the surgery?
And there was a hospital right on the grounds at Fairview.
Well, that's amazing. What did you do after you got out of the institution? What developed after that? When did you start speaking out with others against this?
I just started speaking out. Must have been in the 82, 83.
Now, that's when it finally came to light in Oregon that this had been going on right up until 1983, according to the Associated Press. What, did you hear others starting to speak out, so you decided to get involved? Or
Yeah.
What was the atmosphere like in 83? What was going on in Oregon? Who was fighting this Nazi policy?
Really, I'm not sure who was fighting, but a lot of people that was in the institutions decided they wanted to fight for this, and I went along with them.
Now, have you heard of bioethics?
No.
That's the new term. What the globalists do, our enemies, the dehumanizers, they will rename something. It's like School of Americas in Fort Benning, Georgia, where they train torture. People out of torture for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, under massive pressure, they just renamed it and expanded torture training for people from hundreds of countries, including our soldiers. It's the same system over and over again. Have you read in the news how they would also sterilize children of single-parent homes?
Yeah.
The CPS would grab the children and then take children as young as 5 to be sterilized?
Yeah.
Have you talked to other victims of this?
And that's terrible. You know, and I don't think that they should.
Have you talked to some of the other victims that were grabbed simply for not doing well on test scores?
No, I have not.
Have you ever seen the PBS documentary about how they would take little girls who made under a B+ and sterilize them?
Yes.
Oh, you did see that show then?
Uh-huh.
My, that's quite a crime, I guess, to make under a B+.
Yeah. And I think to me, that people are sick when they do this. You know, in the other states.
You're saying the people, the people that are into the eugenics are sick, and I would agree, they are sick.
Yeah.
They're psychotic, Phil.
Yeah.
Are you aware that Margaret Sanger's hailed as a liberal, but she was actually traveled to Germany to be with Adolf Hitler, and he got many of his ideas from her?
God, you've got to be kidding.
Well, no, they've got their death mill set up in every city, Planned Parenthood, but certainly you're aware that eugenics got a bad name after Hitler expanded its policies, and that's when they kind of got quiet about it in the 50s, but as you said, it was going on until the 1980s.
Uh-huh.
Now, the governor has shredded the documents, so we don't know exactly how many. We know it's now they're admitting over 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think the government shredded all the eugenics records?
I suppose so they wouldn't get into trouble.
Now, you know your governor's a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Did you hear him last year say that 70% of children need to be drugged at birth?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did hear 70% of us need to be drugged at birth. That was his press release.
Yeah.
How has that been received in Oregon?
It's just up in the air right now.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is out of the Oregonian. This is out of the Associated Press. Last year, press released by the governor, John Kitzhaber, says that 70% of children need to be drugged, not just with psychotropics, but with antipsychotics at birth. This is Brave New World, SOMA. Can you see how they use drugs to control the population, Ruth Morris?
Yes, I have. And I'm not very good.
Well, certainly it's heartening, Ruth, to know that by speaking up, we've been able to at least end the forced sterilization practice.
Yeah.
Is that heartening to think that we could now affect and expose other evils and end those?
Yeah, we could.
What would you say if I told you they're adding a hormone or hormone combinations to injections to sterilize people today? And that's why the birth rate is dropping in people that take the vaccinations. Were you aware of the UN's plan for sterilization worldwide?
No.
You think it's wrong to rob somebody of the reproductive future?
Yeah, I do.
Have you received any compensation for what they did to you, Ruth?
Well, now in this day and age, I would like to have children, but I can't.
Well, I just saw in the article that you were wanting some type of compensation. Have you been given any financial compensation for the brutal Jeffrey Dahmer attack you suffered?
No, I have not.
What about the Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer doctor that did this? Is he still alive?
I don't know if he is or not.
Well, I'm serious. You know, let's stop calling them nice people. These are Ted Bundys.
Yeah, that's true.
They need to be executed.
Yeah.
Ruth, stay right there.
Okay.
By the way, folks, we all agree Nazis should have been executed. Well, they did this. Our government did this. We need to execute them. Stay right there, Ruth. You see, let's talk like human beings. Because they didn't just grab folks who had been committed to mental institutions like Ruth. And that's bad enough. They grabbed little girls who made under B pluses. Need to have their heads beat with baseball bats.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I find it hard to believe that the governor of Oregon said that 70% of children are mentally ill at birth and need to be force-drugged. Nationwide, if your child is in Head Start, they send two CPS visits a year to your home. Fully, one-third of the children are being seized from the families that unknowingly put their children in Head Start. As CNN, AP, Oregonian report, just in Oregon alone, this is how they would do it. They would send CPS to poor families' homes, generally seize the children, and have forced sterilization. We're talking to Ruth Morris, who was committed to a mental institution back in 65 and then summarily had multiple organs removed from her body. We appreciate her courage on coming on the show today. We're about to go to some of your calls. If you'd like to talk to Ruth Morris, have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Ruth, you're still there, right?
I am.
What would you like to see happen to the people that did this to you?
Hang them from the nearest tree.
Well, that's a sane answer. Now, that's what we should all be calling for. Have there ever been any criminal charges? Well, I guess they shredded all the documents so they can deny it in court, I guess. I mean, how do we stop them? What procedures are being followed there? What's happening in Oregon?
Yeah, just what Governor Kisshoffer did Monday. And he apologized, and that's it.
Now, it came out 4 months ago that he shredded the documents.
Yeah.
So he got caught. Now he's apologizing.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, the cops catch the serial killer burying the bodies in the backyard, and serial killer says, I'm sorry.
And then they find him and laugh. The bodies, I mean.
But it's okay, because they said they were sorry.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
Well, he makes himself a party to all this by trying to cover it up.
Yeah.
Well, that's really sick that he apologizes after he gets caught shredding.
Yeah, that's true. I think he felt kind of guilty after that. Very guilty.
Well, he's just trying to throw people off.
Yeah. You know,
this guy's a bioethics master, the new term again for eugenics. Let's take a call. Can we take some calls here? You want to do that?
Okay.
Let's talk to Rebecca in California. Rebecca, I know you were holding before our guest came on, but I'm sure you want to comment on this. Rebecca, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions about the thyroid. you were talking about earlier, and then I do have something to say to Ruth. I don't know if you have.
Let's have your comment to Ruth first, and then you can ask your thyroid question about radiation.
Okay. I just wanted to say, Ruth, I understand how you feel, although your situation is different than mine. I'm infertile, too. I have no children. I'm probably about your age. My mom was given DES, diethylstilbestrol, back in the 50s. They did that, and they did it all the way up into the 60s and 70s. And I don't know if that wasn't for sterilization.
All on purpose.
I think so. Because
I've seen the reports on it.
There are so many women that are infertile because of this.
Sperm counts down 70-plus percent here, 85% in Europe.
Yeah, and there's no history of infertility in my family, so I have a feeling that this was on purpose. It was the beginning, or perhaps the middle, I don't know. But, Ruth, when they first put you in the mental institution, for what reason did they do that? I mean, they get you into a place and they do something to you, but what was the purpose of putting you there in the first place?
When my mom was living, she decided that she wanted me to get more training. So, and after she passed away, my dad decided that I should go to Fairview and get more training.
So Fairview.
Now, by training, you have some disabilities, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Now, see, folks, this is what they would do. If you were handicapped, if you were partially paralyzed, learning disabilities, under a B+. Now, this is Frontline. This is PBS. I've seen the documents. Under a B+, you were thrown in a mental institution and sterilized. So, what did you have, learning disabilities, or what was wrong?
Yeah, I had brain damage.
Oh, from an automobile accident or from birth?
No. When I was 4 years old, I ran a real, real high fever.
See, there you go.
Vaccination.
Probably. All right. Your question about potassium iodate.
Okay. For example, my mother had her thyroid removed. She doesn't have a thyroid. So she thinks, I don't need to take that. I don't need to have any of that. I don't have a thyroid. What could be damaged?
Well, that's true.
Now, if there's a person that doesn't have a thyroid and they're exposed to this, are they just okay?
No, it'll just precipitate out in other organs, but the main cause of death from radiation exposure is concentration of radiation in the thyroid. Potassium iodate is only to block and shield the thyroid, so your mother is correct. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back with our guest.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining me today, the 5th of December, 2002. If you'd like to talk to our guest, Ruth Morris, she'll be with us for a few more minutes. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Ruth Morris, is there anything else you'd like to add before we take a few final calls?
I can't add anything else, but I can. I hope that other states will follow lead, follow Oregon's lead.
Well, certainly Virginia apologized.
Yeah.
After they got caught, and their numbers were much higher. They admitted in the tens of thousands, but it was actually much higher than that in that one state. Now, I want to add a caveat to this. I want to warn you that through the vaccines, and this is in my film, The Road to Tyranny, you can download it for free at Infowars.com, the video clip section. We have the mainstream Australian papers where their government planned to use biological weapons in and outside of vaccines to be given in so-called aid packages to Asia, also to put it in the rice and food to sterilize Asia. Yes, and so this is the eugenics plan today, and that's why fertility in women is dropping off by 50%. This is why women can't have children. This is why men are losing their sperm count in massive levels. Like they say, at current rates, in 2 decades, only 2% of men will be able to impregnate a woman. It's again 75% here in the U.S., 80-plus percent sperm reduction rate in Europe. This is being done scientifically.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the new evil, the new eugenics program we must expose together.
Yeah.
So how is the government responding? They're saying, we will make it a law. We can inject you with whatever we want, whenever we want, and you can't sue the vaccine makers. Let's talk to Doris in Arkansas. Doris, you're on the air. Welcome to the airwaves.
Alex.
Yes.
I want to verify what you were saying about the institutions that were sterilizing their patients. And I worked...
Verify it. I mean, it's all over the news.
Well, I think it's more widespread than probably you even think, because I worked in a mental retarded training center in Kansas in the early 80s, and they all of their patients were sterilized. Are you
Incredible.
There?
Incredible.
And then I knew a couple that got married that were somewhat retarded. They still took care of each other. But the judge at that time wouldn't allow them to get married until they were sterilized, and that was way back in the early 60s.
Now, he had no law to do that. It was just judicial
parenting. He wouldn't marry him until they were sterilized.
And they didn't know because they were... Well, I just want to point out that under B-plus was considered retarded. If you came from a single-parent home, CNN reports, just in case you doubt me, let me read the article again. Girls in reform school, people in mental institutions, and poor women selected by welfare workers.
Well, I think that if you would look into the past, that most of the mental institutions, the people were sterilized. That it's a lot.
Well, when my father was going to in college, he worked a few semesters, state hospital here in Austin, and he said that every sadistic freak you can imagine worked there. That's why he, you know, got out of it and got another job during college here in Austin. And they enjoyed torturing people. Also, in high school during the summers, he would work as an intern at MD Anderson Cancer Research Facility. He said he would watch the doctors enjoying torturing animals, enjoying torturing monkeys and rats, and even human beings that had signed waivers to have cancer tests done. He said that it's just a sick group, by and large.
Well, Alex, you know, I'm curious if that tetanus shot that they gave in Africa to sterilize a lot of those people, is that the same one that they've used a lot in the United States? Because
well,
I do know people that have...
they found it in the MMR shot, a pathogen, a mutagen of hormone, and tetanus that attacks cerebral cortex in toddler development. They have found cancer viruses in about a dozen varieties of major vaccines, not just SV40 monkey virus in the polio shots into the 70s. It's tough today. It's funny they gave a tetanus shot to all school students, 3,000, in the Mesa, Arizona school district 2 weeks ago. The U.S. Army involved. We had the fire department on admitting it.
Wonder if that lot number could be traced and whether it's the same thing they gave to sterilize women. I do know some women that are...
that'll be an interesting study. Let's follow.
Had a lot of abortions.
Hold on just a second, Doris. Let's follow the women that were injected 10 years from now. Let's see statistically. Somebody should do that. Let's follow them and see if they have a higher level of infertility. Go ahead.
Right, but we need to trace the lot numbers and compare them to what they used to sterilize women.
We know it was shipped in by the Army, according to the assistant fire chief, specially for the children.
Well, Ruth, I'm very sorry about what's happened to you, and for all of the other that across the country.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Doris. Ruth Morris, I appreciate your courage coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Are you involved with an organization or a website, or if folks want to contact you to try to aid you to get some compensation or others? What are some of the organizations that people can check out, or do you have any of the websites where people can do that?
Okay, I belong to two organizations called People First of Oregon. I forgot the website.
Well, just type in People First of Oregon into a Google search engine. You should have it.
Yeah. And then I belong to a group here in Eugene called People First of Eugene.
Say it again.
People First of Eugene.
People First of Eugene, Oregon. Okay. Well, again, any final comments? I'm pained by what they did to you. I'm pained by the crimes they're committing right now against us. Any final comments, Ruth?
No, but I enjoy talking to you, talking to the people.
Well, you're obviously an intelligent person, and I'm sorry that it's obvious, as you said, your mother and your father thought the government was good, tried to put you in, quote, training because of your the brain damage you got that you obviously rebounded from the fever you suffered at the age of five.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry they did this to you, but they were just setting a precedent of evil, and I'm glad you're still alive and doing good to put the word out, and I hope you get some compensation. Have lawsuits been filed to demand financial compensation?
I don't know if they did or not, but I will keep you informed.
All right. Thank you, Ruth Morris.
You're welcome.
Take care. Oh, man. And now the governor gets caught 3 months ago destroying all records of the incredible mass sterilizations, only 3,000 records that were claiming 2,500, but now 3,000 from some of the lawsuits have gotten out. The numbers are probably much, much higher, of course. The mainstream number nationwide out of 50 states sits from 1917 to 1983 at 400 plus thousand. So we're coming up to a close half mil. You go out, you take your vaccines, okay? You let the Army give it to you at the checkpoint. You go ahead and go to your FEMA camp. Don't resist. They love you. The government cares about you and your family. Hand over your firearms.